I am Fawn.
And Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids, wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Our Friendly World.
Hello.
It may not seem like a friendly world. We're making a friendly world, correct?
We're working on it.
Come on, everybody. I learned this the other day before we get into our today's topic. That when you feed into the scary stuff, for example, listening to the news, watching the news, either through TV, through movies, even music, YouTube, whatever it is, that frequency, really low level, I want to say demonic force, that's how it feeds. It's like a web again. Remember I was talking about the web, and that's how the negative forces that destroy, the destroying kind of a vibe, energy, whatever you want to call it, the evil, that's how it lives and breeds and grows. So last night, I finally made some steps to get myself away from that. I've noticed that my attention span also is that if I'm in a meeting with someone, that I have to do two other things at the same time I'm meeting with them.
Right.
So I've been stopping myself the last couple months. And it's a struggle because I want to jump out of my skin and go, I could just, while they're talking, I could just do this other thing or go on another tab and look at this other tab while they're talking to me. And I have to stop myself and force myself to sit there and just look at them, hear what they have to say, and nothing else.
Right.
Like, it's hard for me to do that. So last night I decided to sit quietly on the couch and read a physical book, not on a tablet, a real book with paper. And it was so hard. My attention kept going different places.
Well, was it a humongously scholastic tome or something?
It was a children's book.
Oh.
I was reading the original Wizard of Oz. But, you know, it was written differently. So I'm like, wait, why is a sentence like this? But that's my normal. It's always been that way my whole life. I've never been tested for dyslexia or any of those things. Guaranteed. I'm sure I have a bunch of those problems. But I had to reread sentences over and over again. And then I'm like, okay, I can't do this cold turkey. I want to turn on the TV. So instead of watching like a show that's normal, I ended up watching a documentary and I learned about Hazel Scott. Oh my goodness. And I felt so inspired. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Anyway, welcome to Our Friendly World is what I was trying to say.
Yes.
But much like when you walk into a room, you have to have purpose when you walk into a room. You have to set an agenda of how you are going to add to that room. And that room could be any situation.
It can be.
And so let's do that with the world.
So segueing back, I've been working in an office. So here I am. Strange new world, and I'm starting new. It's almost like it's like first day of school, first day at new job, right? Unless you already knew somebody there. I'm starting to form relationships. I'm starting to develop shorthand with different people. I'm starting to figure things out. And one of the things that's now coming across for me humongously, like really cementing into me that I'm starting to belong there, for me, I think it's always been the touch barrier. I'm careful who I touch and why. I'm very deliberate about it without being heavy-handed about it. And I think a lot of that comes from my upbringing. My family never touched. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen my mom hug my dad. They peck on the cheek was about it. But like, my sister hates to be touched. Every time my brother touches anybody, it feels awkward, very awkward, uncomfortable, and heavy-handed.
Speaking of heavy-handed, yeah, there was one time we were all posing for a photo and he put his arms around my shoulder and he was holding one of my arms as the person was taking their sweet time taking the picture. To this day, I don't know why your brother did this, but he's a very big guy. He's muscular. He's big. And his grasp on my arm kept getting tighter, like kind of like anaconda.
Right.
But I kept getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter to the point where I started to scream in pain. And everybody looked at me like, what's the matter with you? And he let go. But I had to scream because it was so painful. I'm like, is he aware he did that? Was it because he was nervous, or was his disdain of me really coming out?
Or did he want to be that close to you? You just don't know.
He was hurting me.
He wasn't aware of that.
How do you know?
You're right.
To this day, I don't know if it was on purpose.
How do I know? How do I not know? I generally assume benevolent intent unless absolutely deliberately proven opposite. So, you know, that's how I like to go through my life and not assume evil intent. But exactly. So all of a sudden you look at, you know, when you're a little kid, all your role models, all the people you seek to emulate, there's no touching. And it's become even worse because at least when I started working professionally, it was like the handshake, the blah, blah, blah. But it's gotten even more challenging and I'm even less likely. As a matter of fact, I started a job, right? And I was masked and everything. And my boss's boss met me at the door, let me in to pick up my equipment. He wanted to shake my hand, and I just looked at his hand like it was a dead skunk.
This was when they didn't know how the virus was spreading.
But
I remember that.
I looked at it like...
I'm like, oh no. I remember that.
And he remembers it too because he commented on it months and months later when we could laugh about it because we had then developed shorthand in the relationships. But I want to say, and I'm going to be deliberate in this because we do transition all over the place, but in European society, the handshake is to tell someone you have no weapons. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
I thought it was Asian.
European. Mm-hmm. I have no weapons. I'm not carrying a dagger in this hand.
Because in karate, that was to show that, hey, I'm not carrying a weapon.
And there you go. And maybe it's a universal trait. So it's tricky. And it's certainly now tricky now that I am back in an office. So these small kind of touches, these nonverbal moments, these nonverbal communications start to break down barriers and start to form relationships. You start to really form a relationship with someone. It's one thing to joke around with somebody. It's something else to say, hey, how's it going, so-and-so, and the rest of it. But really, if you think about it, like if you put out your, like we do fist bumps at work, and fist bumps are ridiculous because it feels almost like I'm holding out my fist, you punch with your fist, and somehow or another that conveys a sense of friendship or intimacy. Seems a little silly, seems a little not intimate. It feels like I'm going to give you the barest minimum. I'm going to keep myself protected. And things like even handshakes. Like the traditional handshake now is like, well, who's got the top? And is somebody twisting someone? The politics of a handshake. However, putting out your hand for a handshake is indeed a vulnerability that can be abused, as I obviously did it with my former boss in looking at it like it was a dead fish.
It is abused because people take that as an opportunity to either show dominance, or I still don't understand that limp handshake. You go to shake someone's hand and they totally go limp on you. And this is like, I've had strong, big men do this. I'm like, are you serious?
Really?
Like, I'm holding a noodle. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Why did you do that?
Throw it away.
And then I remember we went to a company party of yours. You introduced me to one of the women and we went to shake each other's hands like simultaneously. She takes my hand and she strong arms my hand, so her hand has the upper hand. And I looked at her, I'm like, you bitch. I'm like, if there was any kind of a friendship or anything, it will never, ever happen. I see you. And I remember I looked right at her and I just walked away, I think. I don't know what I did. But it was so rude. I'm like, are you serious right now? Why are you playing these games with me? I don't even work with you. What is your problem? Anyway, I hate all those things. And plus now, I've always been a germaphobe. Like now right. that I'm thinking about it, like even as a little kid, when my parents left the house, I would clean meticulously. You know, I've always been that way. And especially since our first child was born and all the mess that happened in the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, we both became total germaphobes. But like, honestly, I'm becoming more and more sensitive to even shake a hand. I'm not into it. That's like, it's like dating. It's like, whoa, you're asking me to move in from zero.
Right.
Like,
But that's just it.
I don't want to touch you.
It's become much more of an, to me and to you, a much more intimate thing,
I think it's more of that for everybody else, because I think globally we've all become very much more attuned to each other's energies than ever before. So we don't need that handshake. You can just feel someone. You can feel them from before even entering the room.
But it adds another dimension.
I don't need that. It's too much.
Because honestly, my coworker at work, who I suppose I'm the most fond of.
Sorry, that's my phone.
Like, we started with a fist bump, and then I looked at him like, what? And so now it's a fist bump to a handshake to another style of handshake to another style of handshake.
That's a huge dance right there.
And we do dance. We do that dance every morning now and smile and laugh and joke with each other.
You should add a hip bump to it.
But we're across from each other. But what I'm saying, though, is this is me clearly communicating and him clearly communicating back. I don't know who initiates and who does, who's responding, that we're willing to go on this little tiny journey with each other every single day, that we're fond of each other without needing to say that we are fond of each other.
You know, one of the things I've been noticing, someone pointed this out a few years ago. Have you noticed when people, if you look at it, you'll see that everyone, almost everyone does it. You shake someone's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So someone will shake someone's hand. Their hand will go down for a split second, but immediately goes to their nose.
Nope, we don't do that.
No. You think you don't. You think, no, not like that. It happens in a very slight manner. It happens in an unconscious manner. That it always goes to the face. And that they were explaining it when I learned about this years ago. They were explaining it as it's like a primal thing to sense you out. Like, are you okay? Like a dog, how dogs sense each other, like smell each other. Humans do that too. And if you notice, if you just look at people like on video, or just look at people in general when they first meet them for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and they do the handshake, the hand always goes, like a few seconds later, will always go towards the nose. It's like you're smelling that person.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to have to start thinking about that when I shake hands.
Well, no, not you. Not when you're doing it. Watch other people do it.
I know, but I'm going to have to watch myself and others and see what we do. All right. Anyways. And then there's another guy I work with who's, you know, he's all right. I like him well enough. Very deliberately at one point touched my shoulder. Have you ever, like, had the craving to, like, just touch someone's shoulder?
Yes, when I feel like they need it.
Interesting, because
my friends used to do that with my head because they knew me well enough to know when I was having a bad thought or I was scared or upset. But a heightened emotion, they would place the palm of their hands on top of my head. Not in a demeaning way, in a loving way.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped so much.
Interesting, because I'm more thinking about how, like, how we get now with sports stars, or I've read stories about different prophets when they go into when they would visit a village, everybody would be grabbing at them to, like, grab the hem of their garment or to connect with them on a very kind of primal level is how I've felt every time I've wanted to touch someone on the shoulder.
That happened to me when I was in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for quite a long time, and I went from tribe to tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in a couple places where I walked in and I was obviously the one that was a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I looked like them, they said, but they, you know, they knew I was not from there. I was new. And I would be surrounded by people, and that's what they would do. They would, like, everyone was touching me at the same time. And if they couldn't reach my shoulder or something, because I was surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
My hair was super long. My hair started going off in different directions to the point where I almost had a panic attack, because I'm like, oh, when is this going to stop?
Right.
And now I'm understanding it was probably for connection.
It was to connect.
Right.
And it's on their side, and it's also a reassurance to you. So it's a two-way communication. We're letting you know that you're cool with us, and then they're expecting you to have an understanding that that's what they're trying to do is connect. Mm. And so it was interesting when this coworker did that, and it felt like it was subconscious on his part, and I pretended to ignore it while registering it happened. Because I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. And I felt that way. And it's because I want to connect with this person. And I just don't know how.
I mean, the best for me is mm-hmm. the eye contact. The lingering eye contact.
Right.
But with purpose.
Right. But it's typically two people focused on maybe a computer screen or on their lunches or. Because these are the opportunities we have to really interact with one another.
I find that when someone speaks mm-hmm. and when they're done, I'll have a lingering look. But it could look very scary and intimidating. So if you do a nod while you're looking at them, mm-hmm. blinking, don't look at them with big eyes, but a caring slight tilt of the head and mm-hmm. nodding and mm-hmm. a soft look. Don't disengage from the eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Have it be a soft look, at least 2 to 3 seconds, I think. And I feel like so much gets translated in that. And I feel like for me, that's so much more effective than a handshake.
Well, a handshake, yes, because I think a handshake is desensitizing and desensitized. And it's
it kind of like electricity, okay. Like you're grounding yourself so you don't get shocked. What I'm saying?
Right. No.
You have to tap the person to release that charge in a way.
Maybe. Maybe it is that. Maybe. But I think that this person just wanted to let me know, was much like in Aikido, we describe a punch as this person is so frustrated and trying to like convey something to you that they're going to come heck or high water, right? Which is where a punch can come from because they feel so unheard or you're in such opposition. But this is only similar in that. Again, it's somebody saying that they want to connect with you without having to say they want to connect with you because people have a hard time saying what they mean.
Yeah. I mean, it could mean several things. It could also let the other person know, hey, be in the present. I'm here with you.
Right. And that's true. But it's okay. This wasn't that. This was, I want to connect with you or I want to let you know.
Did he say something after?
He didn't.
Or before?
But I was totally giving him like good stuff. And totally helping him out without him feeling in any way like I was lecturing or any of the rest of it. I was like totally helping to sort him out, and he was totally appreciating it.
Nice.
And I think he wanted to go to that next level to express that he appreciated it.
Right.
But he didn't have a vocabulary for it.
There's so much wrapped up in simple gestures like that. You always use your intuition because you can always feel the energetic quality of it.
Yes.
So if he had bad intentions, you could feel that. If it was a kind thing, you definitely feel that.
Right.
And so you felt it.
I did.
It's more than the touch. It's the electrical currents going between the people, the information that's transmitted through it.
But people who don't think in those terms and don't have any vocabulary regress into things maybe from their childhood or things because, you know, your mom holds you when you're crying, you know. It was a strong enough emotion that he couldn't voice, if that makes sense. And that's how he could voice it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's interesting, so these are with people who were born in America. Now, I also have a coworker I hang out with, and to say coworker is almost a misnomer because we're on completely different projects, who's from India. And we were talking. And for her to express, it was interesting because, again, I could feel like she wanted to express something but couldn't do it vocally. But she's like, oh, awesome, high five. And we did a high five. It was a very weird thing.
Initiating touch, declaring it's safe to touch.
Exactly. So it was playful and it was professional and it was clear. Right. And safe and a million other things, it showed that she recognized I don't know what's the right word, recognized my kung fu, recognized me, was willing to recognize me. Completely different culture. So for me, my big takeaway from all of this is just be conscious, add touch to your repertoire, but be deliberate, be careful and respectful.
Okay.
That's where my head's at.
Oh, one other thing that I was reminded of this week. If you have anxiety, they call it a butterfly hug. So you take your right palm and you put it on your left shoulder.
Okay.
And then the other one. So you take your left palm and put it on your right shoulder. Go up and down. If you have anxiety, do that for a few seconds.
Interesting.
And it takes you, again, you kind of mentioned it earlier on, it takes you back to being a baby and being comforted or held, hopefully.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, hopefully, as babies,
someone
comforted somebody. All right, that's it, everybody. Have a beautiful every day. We'll talk to you soon.
Be well.